When Skagway Mayor Sam Bass took office, he stopped reading the municipality's land acknowledgement at the beginning of each meeting. The acknowledgement was first instituted by Mayor Andrew Cremata in 2021. Bass said he wanted time to think about the statement and make it his own. He consulted with Skagway Traditional Council to fine-tune the new acknowledgement, which he introduced at the December 7th assembly meeting.
With respect of their historical and present stewardship of this great land, we acknowledge that we are conducting business on the traditional lands of the Chilkoot-Tlingit people.
STC Chair Jamie Bricker described the purpose of a land acknowledgement.
A land acknowledgement is a statement that recognizes the indigenous ownership of an area and the special relationship that those indigenous people maintain with their land. It can also be a tool for healing and reconciliation between indigenous peoples and their non-Alaska Native community, and also some of the difficult past times that they've dealt with.
While many are spoken, acknowledgments can take the form of a statement on a website or receipt. This year's Skagway Visitor Guide will include its first land acknowledgement. For Bricker, it feels good to hear and see the acknowledgments becoming a part of community life.
I am incredibly proud of our local leadership for choosing to acknowledge that relationship between Indigenous peoples and our land. It's not something that they have to do by any means, and the fact that they're choosing to is an honorable decision, in my opinion. Our Skagway School Board has done it the last couple of years, as have our leaders at the assembly level. So it's pretty special to me.
For KHNS, this is Melinda Munson.